BeerConnoisseur.com ranked all 50 states and their beer. Virginia's 29th.
What?
That's pretty low, Shelley.
Well, I...
All this junk you're talking, that's pretty low. Maine is at 11, just outside the top 10. And Patrick, you might be right. They have Vermont as number 5.
I totally disagree with that. They didn't ask
Vermont.
My opinion.
Vermont.
Welcome to Dynasty's Child.
We're not recording.
We are recording.
Oh, well.
Hosted by Patrick Magnus.
Look at yourself in the mirror, you're a goddamn mess.
Featuring Keaton DeRocher.
Why do you always want to put chocolate in my life, bro?
And featuring Shelley Verstrate.
He was like one of the only shiny pieces of trash, and now it's just full of trash.
Produced by Adam Lawler.
Hey, you guys. Hey, everybody.
Start over. Yep, why don't you try that one more time.
And Jake wears t-shirts, sometimes.
Let me slow your roll here. This is the Dynasty Guru.
What's up, nerds? Welcome to Dynasty's Child, your flagship fantasy baseball podcast for the Dynasty Guru, with a focus on Dynasty formats. I'm your host, Patrick Magnus, and I'm a writer over at the Dynasty Guru. I'm also a guy with an annoying cold that won't seem to quit, and so if I'm a bit sniffly today, I apologize. I'm joined by fellow fantasy baseball writers, Shelley Verstrate of Rotographs. Hello, Shelley. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Well, besides this cold, pretty good. Just annoyed with my cold is all. Shelley, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
I've noticed upon listening to this podcast and listening to your voice that you have a bit of an accent. Where are you from?
I'm from Virginia, which is, I guess, in the South. It's kind of like right in the middle. It's like, it's really funny. Like, people in, like, Northern Virginia are, like, very anti, we're not from the South. And then everyone else in Virginia is like, yeah, cool, we're from the South. So, Virginia's kind of weird.
All right. I was just curious because I just was listening back and I was listening with my wife and I she was like, where is Shelley from? And I was like, oh, I don't know. But she does have a bit of an accent. Also joining us today, Keaton DeRocher of the Dynasty Guru and Over the Monster. Keaton, where are you from?
I'm from Maine.
That's right. I knew that already.
The Pine Tree State.
Is that the vacation slogan for Maine? Is it the Pine Tree State?
It is the Pine Tree State.
Whoa, nothing says boring like the Pine Tree State.
Whoa, I mean, not that. whoa. What do you like, hate Christmas or something?
I do, actually. I don't, yeah, I really don't like Christmas.
All right, well, that might explain it.
But it's not like I can talk. I'm from Vermont, so, you know, we're not really anything special either. Just a little tiny green mountain state. We're the Green Mountain State.
Bunch of hippies eating Ben and Jerry's.
Yep. Yeah, those stereotypes are accurate. No. We have much better beer than Magic Hat. Magic Hat is trash.
No, that's all you have is Magic Hat.
No, that's not true. We actually have a lot. We have better beer than Maine.
Bullshit. I was about to lay that challenge down right now and say that Maine has the better breweries than Vermont.
Oh my god. No, you're absolutely wrong. I don't know how we can settle this, but you're the most wrong you've ever been in your life. Yeah,
but we do need to put some kind of poll up or something on that.
Yeah, I agree. I'm 1,000% there with you.
All right, we're going to figure out what's over there, but Maine definitely has better beer.
No, that's false.
Virginia is still superior to both of y'all, so there you go.
What? No, Virginia? No way.
Yeah, check. I live in Richmond, and we have, like, so many breweries around here. It's not even funny. We have so many. Just check it out. We're better than you. Just deal with it.
Oh, my God. Oh, the show is in shambles. We're falling apart.
Yeah, what a great start.
I thought it was just going to be a nice banter, but nope. We got real cutthroat real quick. Keaton, one last question. Have you had breakfast today?
It's in front of me. So, I haven't decided if I'll end up eating it during the show. I will make sure that I'm muted if I'm chewing, because I know that sounds terrible. But I got a little cinnamon bun here.
Ooh, Cinnabon. Yeah. All right, good choice.
Nice.
Show rundown. We're going to do the league, talk about all the happenings that's going on, although it's a little light this show, just to give you a heads up. Then we'll do the live action reactions, talking about performances from the past week. We'll jump into, we're going to bring back the buy, hold, and sell for the minor leagues. We'll talk about some prospects that Shelley and Keaton want to buy, hold, or sell. And then we'll get into top prospect, greatest game in the whole entire world. We can all agree on that, I think. We're going to answer some listener cues. And we got, and I want to say thank you, listeners, because we got 3 new reviews this week, which was super rad. After going a week without one, you guys came back in force. So shout out to JD for leaving us a great review, Ross. And then last one is Victor. And Victor gave us a suggestion about our audio for Keaton. Keaton says he's on it. But also, I want to take the time to thank Keaton because he does a pretty thankless job in editing our podcast. So it's not easy work, but he does it. So thanks, Keaton.
Thank you, Keaton.
Appreciate it. By the way, just real quick on the beer, a little Google ski.
Yeah, what'd you get?
BeerConnoisseur.com ranked all 50 states and their beer. Virginia's 29th. That's pretty low, Shelley.
Well, I
all this junk you're talking, that's pretty low. Maine is at 11, just outside the top 10. And Patrick, you might be right. They have Vermont as number 5.
I totally disagree with that. They didn't ask my opinion.
Vermont. That's true.
They have California at number 1, which I think surprises me.
Vermont's better. I like East Coast beer in general better than West Coast beer. But, you know, don't tell all those West Coasters that. We can agree on that maybe, too, as well.
I do agree to that. New England specifically.
Yes, I'll agree with that as well. Sorry, Shelley. Although now I am curious about Virginia's beer.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sad.
Listeners.
Should we also start doing a top beer spect? Beer to the pod.
It's a little difficult for me in China. You guys wouldn't be able to try it. And the craft brew scene here is pretty much nil. There's like one that I can get my hands on a regular basis. So can't really do that. Okay. where are we?
Transition music.
All right, now into the league. There were no signings. There were no trades. There were 2 call-ups. We had Andrew Nitzer for the Cardinals called up as Yadi is on the 10-day IL with a thumb strain. So for you prospect hounds, that's great news. I'm a huge fan of Nitzer and glad to see him up. Shelley, are you excited for Mr. Nitzer?
Yeah, I am. I'm not exactly sure if he's going to get any playing time, unfortunately, because they have the great, who was the guy who was in Baltimore there for a while and was supposed to be great, but is bad?
Weeders?
Weeders, yes. They have the great Weeders. yeah, and I bet you he's going to get playing time because Cardinals will Cardinal and, do that thing.
Well, that's not quite the optimistic take I was looking for, Shelley. Keaton, do you have a better take than that, a more optimistic one? I guess not better, just more optimistic, or are you do you agree with Shelley?
I think they'll do the right thing, and they'll play their prospect over Matt Weiders, who is having a pretty darn good year in AAA. PCL, but he plays on the not coastal side, so not as much in the hitter friendly parks, but 268, 355, 450, 5 dingers. My bad year.
Yeah,
I'm excited. I hope he gets a whole bunch of run. And no offense to Molina, I hope he never plays again and Nisner just takes the job, which won't happen, but...
No, that's not going to happen, but, you know, you can dream. And then another prospect that got the call just this morning is Nate Lowe for the Tampa Bay Rays, who I am a huge fan of. Shelly, do you have a more optimistic view for Nate Lowe? Do you think he's going to get playing time?
I don't think so either, because Tampa is... It's not that I don't want to see him getting playing time. It's just Tampa. Oh, my gosh. Their team is absolutely stacked and rolling. So I'm not exactly sure why they even brought him back up, because they put a pitcher on the IL. So I'm afraid the Rays are going to do the same thing that they did earlier and have him play a little bit. And then when I guess they need some more relief help, they'll send him back down, unfortunately.
Bummer. Gian, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it was Shelly. Just, I mean, even without the shuffling that they did, they have like 8 players that do the same thing, and he's kind of one of them. So I'm not sure. I mean, I guess it was kind of a surprise that he got sent back down in the first place, but it was probably just the shuffle of all the guys that do the same thing. So maybe if he really goes on a tear, then they'll send someone else down. But I would expect... if he gets sent down again, he'll be back in short order.
Yeah. Like him a lot, no matter what his playing time ends up being this year. Maybe he's not helpful in the short term, but I really am curious to see what kind of player he is at the majors with some prolonged playing time. So hopefully sooner than later he gets that. All right. Injuries. Mr. Miguel Cabrera had an MRI on his knee. Luke Weaver is rehabbing through his UCL. Is a UCL strain, I'm guessing? Keaton, this did not work for your boy there, Trevor. Oh my goodness, what is his name? You just have it in here as King Richards, and I can't remember his name for the life of me.
That is his name. He is King Richards.
Ugh.
It's Garrett Richards.
Garrett Richards, thank you. So this is concerning. You know, I don't know of an example of this working. We'll see what happens. It's a bummer for Luke Weaver. He was on such a roll. Forrest Whitley dealing with some shoulder fatigue. Shelly, can we correlate this with his poor performance? Do you think that he's been injured?
I think so. Because I saw him last fall in the Arizona Fall League. Because he was coming back from, I think, his suspension and like an oblique injury or something. So the Astros sent him there to get some more innings. And dude was absolutely killing it. And I was, like, super excited, like, oh, he's going to come up for the Astros this year. But he's been horrible, and now he has this shoulder thing. So I do think that's some of what's going on.
Keaton, is he a buy low?
I guess as low as you can buy, like, a top 3 pitching prospect, which probably isn't very low. I mean, what he was doing this year was just so far from his norm that something had to be messed up. So this isn't surprising at all. But I wouldn't say that this really taints him all that much. It's starting to look closer and closer. Like, this just may just be kind of like a lost season of development. But so he may end up back in the fall league again, trying to get more innings. But I wouldn't be all that scared away.
Josh Harrison, partial hammy tear. And Carlos Correa, fractured rib. Carlos Correa fractured his rib getting a massage. Is there any more of a first world problem that has ever existed? I mean...
That's a cover-up, right? Like, he was definitely having sex?
Yeah. Definitely.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's what happens when you're rich and famous and good-looking. This is... you get hurt.
I would not know.
Why? Wait, are you not spending all your podcast money?
I made a couple bad investments, and I've already lost it. I invested in Beanie Babies 20 years too late.
J.P. Crawford has an ankle sprain, and Michael Pineda is on the IL with another right knee issue. So... yeah, do we need to talk about J.P. Crawford or Michael Pineda? Either one of you want to say anything about those two gentlemen?
I think Pineda is interesting for a couple of reasons. One, as Shelly noted a few pods ago, really good landing spot for Dallas Keuchel. So as we approach June 2nd here, in a mere matter of hours, that could be a quick landing spot for him, because the Twins are really good. Although,
yeah, they
doesn't seem like they have much of a challenge in the division, but they obviously were expecting to get a lot more out of him. Hasn't gotten a ton. Now he's hurt. It would make a lot of sense.
All right. Well, J.B. Crawford, anything, Shelley?
Unless you have Tim Beckham for some reason, it doesn't really matter.
I have Tim Beckham for his bat flips. All right, let's get into live action reactions. Hitters hitting. Some notable performances from the previous week. Austin Meadows did some fun things. He hit 3 home runs and stole 3 bases with a 367 ISO and a 467 average. Yowza.
My man.
Yeah. The reason he's on this list is I basically wanted to give you permission to brag for a second, Keaton. So why don't you go ahead and just talk about your boy for a minute.
Yeah, well, I was very excited that he was getting consistent playing time after the trade last year. And so I was stoked coming into his first full season because he's a guy that I've had in a league for like 5 years. And when those guys finally make it to the majors, it's like a rush of relief that your faith in holding them paid off. And so I'm emotionally invested in his success because it makes me happy. And there's not a lot in the world these days that makes us happy. So his success is one of them. And I, one of my bold predictions from the beginning of the season was that he was going to go 30-30. Definitely looks like he's going to get there with the homers. It's going to need to steal a few more bags to get there. But so, like, as ridiculous as that statement was in the spring, he might actually come pretty close, which is kind of wild.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got 12 homers on the year and 7 stolen bases, so it's definitely within the range of outcomes here. He'll need to have a significant push to get there in the stolen bases, I think. But, you know, plausible. And, Shelley, I know that...
Should we take a moment?
Is Austin Meadows... Oh, please. Yeah, we'll take a moment. For what?
Should we take a moment for Pittsburgh Pirates fans? man, that trade was bad.
Oh, so my bad. Goodness. Yeah. That's the worst trade in a while that I can remember. That's brutal. Sorry,
Pittsburgh
Pirates.
They still
fans.
Have Shane Baz in the pipeline from that deal. It's kind of wild.
Yeah. Austin Meadows is your favorite Austin, Shelley?
Yes, he is my favorite Austin.
All right. Corey Seager had 3 home runs and scored 7 runs, 9 RBI, and had a 222 WRC plus this past week. So it looks like that window for buying him low might be closing, if there was one. Howie Kendrick, 2 home runs with a 556 average this previous week. So he's an interesting case. Really looks like he has adjusted his swing if you look at some of the StatCast data. And then on the year now, he's slashing 326, 364, 585 with 9 home runs and 1 stolen base. So Howie Kendrick getting it done. And then the man that is an awkward baby, or at least looks like an awkward baby, Rafael Devers. 2 home runs, 1 stolen base. I don't know what that noise was. It was kind of terrifying. And I think it was in my house.
You're letting air out of a balloon?
No. I don't know what that was. I'm really freaked out. Okay. Get it under control. Everything's fine here. I got cats to protect me. What was I talking about? Rafael Devers. 2 home runs, 1 stolen base, 370 average over the last week. That puts him with 8 home runs and 7 stolen bases on the season. And an 896 OPS despite not hitting a home run in April. I don't think he hit a home run that entire month. So I think we should play some Would You Rather with Rafael Devers. Would you guys be on board for that?
Sure.
Totally.
All right, a little less enthusiastic than I was hoping for, but sure, let's do it. Would you rather Rafael Devers or Nick Senzel?
Devers.
Oh. Senzel because of the speed.
What?
Because Shelly.
Did you see Rafael Devers is stealing bases?
I know. I just don't believe it. I watch all the Red Sox games, and every time he does it, I'm just like, how'd that happen? I don't know. I should probably turn in my Red Sox fan card in, is what I should do. I can't believe I just picked Senzel. Shame.
Just to make up for it, you can give you your Red Sox card back. Just listen to the Over the Monster podcast. We got you covered.
All right.
Nice plug, Keaton.
Thanks.
I always mean to tweet this out, and I will at some point, but Rafael Devers, when he's running the bases, I don't think there's anything else that gives me as much joy. His running is like so sloppy and crazy. It is phenomenal that he has as many stolen bases as he does, but hey, he's doing it. All right. Rafael Devers or Josh Donaldson?
Devers.
Devers.
Rafael Devers or Austin Riley?
Devers.
Devers.
Rafael Devers or Matt Chapman?
Ooh, okay. I think I lean Chapman on that one.
Devers.
That's close.
Okay.
Yeah, very close.
Rafael Devers or Eugenio Suarez?
Devers.
Devers.
All right. This one's going to be interesting. Rafael Devers or Anthony Rendon?
Rendon.
I knew this was going to be hard for you, Shelley.
I know. He was my pick for NL MVP. And it was looking good, and then he got hurt. And he came back, but he's not doing as well as he was.
Just stop stalling. Shelley, who are you picking here?
I thought I said Rendon. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
You did. He just didn't hear you.
I didn't hear you, so that's my bad. Sorry, Shelley. Keaton, who'd you say?
I think I side Rendon on that one as well, but that's super duper close.
Okay. So in our rankings, that's going to put him at about the 6th range for third baseman, which I feel is probably appropriate. He's really good, and he just is naturally gifted at baseball. He's phenomenal. Okay. Before we move on, any of those other guys you want to circle back to, Keaton or Shelley?
Nope.
All right. Cool. Pitchers pitching. Charlie Morton was awesome. 13 innings pitched, 2 games, 7 hits, 3 earned runs, and 16 strikeouts. Tampa Bay just knows what they're doing. They're good. Brandon Woodruff, 8 innings pitched, 10 strikeouts, 1 hit, 1 earned run. On the season now, is striking out 10.5 per 9 and walking a minuscule 2.38, and now has an ERA that sits at 3.22. Then we have Tyler Skaggs with a 12.2 innings pitched, 2 games started, 15 Ks, 3 walks, 4 earned runs. And then finally, Keaton wanted to talk about Frankie Montas. I don't know what he did this week, but I know he's got a 2.81 ERA and a 1.2 whip. So, Keaton, what do you want to say about your boy Frankie Montas?
I am happy that he is doing really well. I invested quite a bit in him in a bunch of leagues last year, and he didn't pitch all that much. He was in AAA and then in the bullpen and a bit down the stretch. Didn't do a ton. But this year, they were like, hey, we need some pitchers, so we're going to throw you in that rotation just like you always wanted. And he is killing it. More than a strikeout per inning, which is wonderful. A nice sub-3 ERA. He's quietly having one of like the better seasons in the majors, as I been kind of waiting for him to pop up on this segment here that you put together, and I had to remind you that he was doing really well for you to finally put him on there.
I was waiting for him to show up on the list, Keaton. I'm sorry.
Being consistently good week over week, he should be there. But the biggest thing is he's not walking as many as he has in the past, which has caused him to be really good and better than he has been in the past. So it is nice to see that all shaken out And if you didn't know that he's having a really good year, you should. And maybe he's a target. If some other folks, maybe his owners, haven't noticed that he's having a good year as well, he can swoop in and buy low. But he is definitely having quietly one of the better years in the majors. And just wanted to bring that to light and remind everybody that he's good.
So let's take a look at where he ranks right now.
Whoa! We did not even have him in the top 200.
For who?
Montas? Frankie.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no. I don't think I ranked him, so I'm as guilty as anyone.
Yeah, goddamn Shelby Miller sitting there at 187. My homie can't even crack the top 200.
Well, that wasn't the segment I was going to do, the Would You Rather, but we might get there. We actually will get there. Because the first question I want to ask you is, Frankie Montas is ranked 9th overall right now, according just based on WAR on Fangraphs. So he's number 9. Nice. Frankie Montas is a top what dynasty starting pitcher?
I mean, I'm probably going to be real aggressive, but I feel good with top 30, top 25.
Okay, Shelly?
I'd say top 60. I still need to see just a little bit more.
All right, so let me throw out a couple names then. We'll do a little more Would You Rather, if you don't mind. Would you say Frankie Montas or Mike Soroka?
Soroka. Mike Soroka.
Yeah, I might give Soroka the edge there.
All right. Frankie Montas or AJ Puk?
Puk.
That's fairly close. Puk.
Okay. Frankie Montas or Zach Wheeler?
Yeah, I'm going to go Montas.
I'm going to go Wheeler.
Hey, another Wheeler
fan. I do need to correct that. I said Wheeler was like a top 12 starting pitcher in a previous pod. That was stupid. That was wrong. That wasn't correct.
Frankie Montas or Kyle Hendricks?
Man, Hendricks is another guy that I super have liked for like the past 3 years that no one else does because he doesn't rack up a ton of strikeouts, but I mean, depending on your league format, like one of the leagues that Patrick and I are in uses K to walk ratio. So he's like a top 5 pitcher because he doesn't walk anybody and he gets like 4 or 5 strikeouts a game. So depending on what your format is, he could be like a super sneaky ace. So these are both like kind of under the radar guys that I super like. That's hard for me. I think I'll go Montas for the age.
Yeah, same. But it's, like Keaton said, it's very close.
Okay.
I have one for you guys.
Yeah, lay it on us.
Okay.
Frankie Montas or Nick Pivetta?
Montas.
Montas.
Yeah.
Pivetta wasn't terrible, though, in his last outing. Okay, so based on our rankings, we've got him in the, like, 40-ish range. For Keaton, it seems like maybe in the mid 30s, but for Shelly, I think it's in about the 40 range. If she was a guru at the time, if she was participating in our rankings, she obviously is a guru. So there you go. All right. Frankie Montas is good. Keaton, your mission has been accomplished. People know. Woo-hoo. I'm going to go try to trade for him. One guy that I wanted to ask you guys about, get your opinion on, and I think we've talked about him before, but just one more time. Brandon Woodruff has legitimized himself, it looks like, to me, anyways. He is a what dynasty starting pitcher?
I'd say top 40, top 50.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Same. Okay, just wanted to check. All right, hitters not hitting, hitters that were not so good. Miguel Cabrera, who might actually have a reason based on the fact that he is getting checked out this week. But he had 22 at-bats and had one RBI, and his batting average was .095. And you guys know how I love symmetry. His slugging percentage was .095. So, and he's slugging .356 on the year. It's rather sad because he's been so amazing. Rougned Odor, 1 run, 3 RBI. struck out almost 40% of the time this last week. And on the season, he's got 7 home runs. So that's not terrible, right? 4 stolen bases. Cool. I'll take that in my middle infield. But is slashing 161, 231, 329. Gross. Is he just bad, Keaton?
Yeah, I think there's been a collective within TDG that's been off of him for a couple years, and I was a part of it. In our rankings 2 years ago, I had to I was writing up the second baseman and wrote up a little haiku about him because he was, I think, 10th in our rankings at the time. And it was more of a, I don't really know what to do with this guy because he was good and then he was really bad and then he was really, really bad. Then he was kind of good. But he's been more bad than kind of good. So I was one of the ones that had been off of him. I don't know about either of you two, but it seems to be like a growing collective that are kind of meh with him now.
Yeah, I've never been a fan. He just strikes out way too much. And that one kind of sort of good year, I was like, oh, goodness, are we having like a Baez situation? Because I was never really a fan of Baez as well. I like people who can hit and not strike out. he's really, really not good. So thank goodness that he signed that contract extension and got some money and some horses.
Yeah, his profile drives me nuts. I don't own him anywhere just simply because of, like, I don't mind striking out. Like, I love guys that strike out, actually. it's a weakness of mine. But you gotta walk, and he doesn't do that. And so, nope, pass. One guy on the hitters not hitting list who was sort of, I wanted to get your opinion on, is Michael Chavis. 0 home runs, 3 runs scored, 1 RBI, had 10 strikeouts and 2 walks. And over his past 30 days, he's striking out at a clip a little over 30%, 31.1%. Keaton, this just prospect growing pains, or do we need to be concerned?
Yeah. I think he started off just kind of ridiculously well. I was excited for him. I wrote him up in our triple play from 2018 and talked about how he is probably, or has a chance to be, the power bat that the Red Sox were looking for. I did not expect him to be, I mean, he was hitting like 330 at one point for like a consistent amount of time, which I hadn't really expected that at all. But I think this is just kind of him regressing back down, and I would probably expect, it went a little bit further than I expected. I thought he would stop somewhere between like the 270, 280 range, and I guess he's at 269 right now, so that's not that far off, but that's kind of where I expect him to kind of sit. So I think this is just the regression back to the mean for him, but I'm not terribly worried about it.
Shelly, are you worried?
I'm not.
He's striking out.
I know, and I don't like that. Shame on him. I am concerned, basically because Holt is back, and Nunez is also back, and I'm afraid if they start doing something and Chavis is doing what he's still doing, they'll send him back down. I really, really, really hope that they don't, and if they do, I will get on Twitter and yell and scream. But I'm afraid that that's what I'm afraid of.
I'm afraid of you yelling and screaming. I can't even imagine what that would be like.
Well, when it happens, you will see me yelling and screaming.
I'll hear you over here in China. I'm sure the tweet will.
That is correct. Yell.
Last person on the list is Jerickson Profar. He's just having a pretty crummy year so far. I was really hoping he would be better than this, but this past week he had 1 home run and 1 stolen base, so you dig that, but slashed 167, 200, 333, and he's batting under 200 on the season. Shelly, do you own any shares of Profar? Do you see him coming out of this?
No, I don't know to both of those. well... Kind of, yeah. Well, I don't own any shares, but I do think that he's better than this. But I honestly think that a lot of his defensive struggles are really starting to get into his head. Because if you watch him playing second, man, dude has the yips. Like, he, even just a simple little toss over to the, you know, shortstop when they're trying to turn a double play, he really throws it way wide and stuff. So I honestly think that his defense is starting to get into his head and he's bringing it up to the plate. But I he is better. Just, yeah.
All right. I like him. I hope he turns it around. I'm rooting for him. We'll see what happens. Pitchers not pitching. Pitchers who were not so good this past week. Carlos Carrasco. What is going on with this dude? So he had two games this week, 12.2 innings pitched. He had 13 strikeouts. All right, that's cool. Two walks. Great. But 11 earned runs. 11 earned runs in 12.2 innings pitched. On the year, he's striking out almost 11 per 9, and he's walking less than 2 per 9, but his ERA is almost 5. Keaton, is he going to turn this around? What is happening?
Well, for the sake of like multiple fantasy teams, he better. But I don't know what the hell is happening with him, and it's really frustrating. He's gone through spurts where he's gone like 16, 17, 18 scoreless innings. And then he's gone through spurts where he'll give up like in three straight starts, like 4, 5, and 6 runs. I don't get it. I don't really know what to do.
Yeah, it's really frustrating. I'm looking at his Baseball Savant page, and it kind of looks like the changeup is the issue. The velo's down on it, and batters are hitting 333, and last year they were only hitting 200 off of it, and strikeouts are down as well from a 38% down to 30. So, I mean, I haven't really looked much into it, but I think something is going on with that changeup. It's just not quite working.
It might be a buy low opportunity. I don't know. Carrasco's got such a good track record, and the strikeouts are there, and he's still got great command, so I think I'm buying low on him. Would either of you buy low on Carrasco?
I would. I would still take a flyer. It's just not going to be, it's going to be very up and down, I think, until he gets whatever's wrong fixed. But I still believe.
Yeah, I would.
All right. And Shelly, I had to put this guy on the list because I know that you're a big fan, and I was coming into the season, but I think I am scared away at this point. Joe Musgrove, who pitched 11 innings, but gave up 11 earned runs, only 7 strikeouts in those 11 innings. He did play his two games against the Dodgers and Milwaukee, so that's not exactly pitcher-friendly teams. But are you worried yet?
Oh, yes. I have a lot of Musgrove shares as well. And I watched that last start against Milwaukee, and they were absolutely tattooing the ball, like so many hard hit balls. I still think that he can get through it because I still believe in what I saw in the second half of last year. But he's currently going to be riding the bench on my fantasy teams for a while because last week was no bueno.
Yeah, I am starting him in a couple leagues only because I have no other choice. But other than that, I'm trying to avoid him. All right. Let's get into buy, sell, hold minor league players. Let's go. All right, buy, sell, hold. Let's get into these prospects. The Michael Lavery buy, sell, hold segment, also known as the Prospect Stock Exchange.
I like it. It's the Prospect Stock Exchange.
Thanks. Bobby Bradley, 23 years old, first base, AAA for Cleveland. He had fallen off the radar a bit, but he's having himself quite the season this year. In 197 at-bats, he's got 14 home runs, and is walking at a good clip, 9.1%. He Ks, like crazy. So he's got a K rate over 30%. But on the year, slashing 282, 355, 599. Buy, sell, hold, Bobby Bradley.
Sell.
I would sell as well. Even though I do like him, I think with his recent hot streak, you might be able to get something better than what he currently is.
All right. I think I am buying because he's my type of player. Isan Diaz, 23 years old, second base, AAA for Miami. I think he came over in the Yelich deal, I believe, from Milwaukee. And he has got 10 home runs and one stolen base on the year. And is slashing 277, 367, 489. He looks like he should be getting the call to Miami rather soon with those kind of numbers. So buy, sell, hold, Isan Diaz, Shelley.
Sell.
What?
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. Sell.
Oh my goodness, you guys. Really, this is a negative pod we've got today. Real negative. All right. Neither one of you want to say any more on that? You don't buy it, obviously.
I don't. No.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
All right. Luis Urias, 21 years old, playing second base in AAA for San Diego. He did make the team last year and was up for a bit. Wasn't spectacular. We've said before on this pod that we think he might be more of a real-life baseball player rather than, you know, better in real life than he is in fantasy. But he's putting up some pretty interesting numbers in AAA right now. 13 home runs for a guy that really we didn't think had much power, but now has 13 home runs to go with an OPS that's over 1,000. And he's got 4 stolen bases on top of that. So, Luis Urias, is he fantasy relevant? Are we buy, selling, or holding?
It's interesting because his previous best for homers in the season was 10? No, not 10, 8. But that was in AAA in the PCL. And here he is again, AAA in the PCL with a juice ball. And he's got up to 13. So if, you know, they're using the same ball as the majors, so maybe this is a peek into his potential with this juicy juice we got going on here. I would say it makes him relevant. I'm on for a buy.
Yeah, I'm buying as well.
All right.
Seriously, the Padres need to move on from Kinsler, and he's hitting more fly balls. So I'm interested.
Yeah, I just noticed that fly ball percentage increase as well. Yeah, I think I'm buying too. Not that my opinion really matters, but I'm in as well. Drew Waters. Drew Waters is 20 years old, an outfielder playing double A for Atlanta. He has got 3 home runs, 31 runs scored, and 7 stolen bases, and slashing 303, 345, 462. Sort of a deeper league guy, probably, but buy, sell, or hold, Drew Waters.
Bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
All right. Some positivity. Monte Harrison, 23 years old. All these guys in AAA. I should have done the triple. Yeah. Every prospect. Oh, no. Drew Waters was in AA. Never mind. Couldn't make a segment out of this segment. Monte Harrison, 23 years old, outfielder for AAA. I think he was also part of the Yelich trade. Coming over from Milwaukee. Could be wrong on that, but I think so. He's got 7 home runs on the year, 19 stolen bases with a good walk rate, 12.2%. He is K-ing over 30% of the time, but he's got rocking an ISO that's almost at 200. It's 184. So there's a little bit of hype with Monte Harrison. Are we buy, selling, holding?
Hold.
Yeah, hold.
You're not selling with that strikeout rate, Shelley? I thought for sure I'd get a sell out of you.
I know. I don't like to see that. But look at that, the 12% walk rate and those stolen bases. That's very nice. So.
All right.
I'm intrigued.
Me too. I'm holding. Ian Happ. This does not make me happy that he's in AAA. I think he should be in the majors. Sidebar. But anyways, Ian Happ, 24 years old, outfielder, AAA for the Chicago Cubs. He was up last year and I think the year before, and he hit dingers at a pretty large rate, but struck out quite a bit. This year, he's got 8 home runs and is walking at almost 15%, 14.1, and striking out 26.4% of the time. And again, high ISO, 189, slashing 243, 359, 432. Ian Happ, is it time to buy back in?
No, but I was never an Ian Happ fan, so take that with a grain of salt.
I bought into him in a league right before the season started, and that sucked. That was kind of a mistake.
That was with me, Keaton.
But yeah, it was with you. What did I give you?
Gene Segura.
Oh no.
Well, that's kind of a bummer. I'm a hold. Because I think it's worth, once he gets back to the majors, to see what you got.
Yeah, I like Happ. I think he might be a sneaky buy, because I don't think people regard him too highly right now. I think he could be a sneaky buy, especially if you're in an OBP league. I wouldn't recommend him in average leagues, but if you're in OBP, I think he's a force. So, just my 2 cents. All right, that wraps up the buy, sell, hold segment. Let's play America's favorite game, Top Prospect.
Robots in disguise.
One of us always does it. All right. I said America's favorite game. What I meant is the world's favorite game. This is a world game here, guys. Shelly, who are you bringing to the top prospect world's game today?
I'm bringing a 23-year-old outfielder in the Cleveland system, Daniel Johnson, who recently got promoted to AAA. He came over from the Nationals along with Jeffrey Rodriguez in a trade in the offseason for Yan Gomes. And he kind of struggled a bit in AA last year, but this year he's absolutely killing it. In 146 at-bats in AA, he had 10 home runs and 6 stolen bases. And then he has 1 home run so far in 30 ABs in AAA. And he's walking more, which is really good to see, because I watched him a couple times last year. And he's very, very aggressive, goes up there and swings. But this year, it seems like he's starting to, not swing as much, because he's got a walk rate of 9.6, and then a strikeout rate of 23.4. And he's also striking out a little bit less in AAA, but then again, he just got called up. And he's hitting in AA. He had a 280 ISO, and that's in the Eastern League. And the Eastern League is not known as a hitter's league. It's definitely a pitcher's league. So it's really interesting to see him increase the power and also bring some speed. Plus, with the increase in his plate discipline, Daniel Johnson, I think, will probably be in Cleveland next year. Pretty, pretty good.
Yeah, they could certainly use him. The sooner the better, particularly in their outfield. So, interesting. All right, Daniel Johnson. Keaton, who's your dude?
I brought Tyler Freeman, who's in full A ball for Cleveland. 20-year-old middle infielder, plays shortstop at second base. Really good hit tool on this kid. Has hit basically over 300 at every level, and last year led what league was he in? Penn League? Yeah, I think that was it. Somewhere around there. Whatever. In average and doubles and OBP and slugging and a whole bunch of other stuff. He hit a cold crap ton of doubles. 29 in the 72 games. That's a bunch. Probably doesn't have really spectacular power right now. It's definitely more gap to gap, as evident by all of these doubles, but his scouting reports that I've read all kind of project him for average at the major league level. So probably not going to hurt you in power, but strikes out less than 10%, has a walk rate around 8%, which is not too shabby. I am really excited to see what he does facing against the upper minors, because he's really kind of just plowed through the lowers. So when he gets his first taste of double A, maybe at the end of the year, I will be excited to see how he does, because I think that it doesn't look like he's been challenged all that much yet, but definitely would be in the upper minors. So I want to see how that goes. So that's my guy, Tyler Freeman.
So this is, I should have brought a Cleveland prospect, right? Wait, Shelly, was your guy Cleveland prospect? Yes. I should have brought a Cleveland prospect, but I did not. I brought a New York Yankees prospect. Chris Gittens. And the Gittin is good, you guys. The Gittin is good. 25 years old, so he's a bit old for his level. He's first base prospect in double A. And what's this guy's calling card? Power. Dude's got a 281 ISO right now, an OPS over 1,000 and 172 at-bats. Got 10 home runs. And what's great about that? You know what else is great? He's walking at an 18% clip. Yeah, that's right. Strikeouts, a little high, but that's my style, 25%. So not the worst in the world, but not fantastic. Probably going to see that in the high 20s once he gets to the majors. He, I think, has flown a little bit under the radar in a loaded system. One, probably because of his age, but also two, because he's been hampered by injuries throughout the minors so far. So his development's been kind of screwy. But I'm looking at him putting things together this year, staying healthy and putting up a monster year. I think it's going to be a breakout campaign, and he's going to be put on the map. Maybe not playing first base next year, but soon he'll be in the majors. He's got to be in the majors next year. He's got to be. 25 years old? Got to be. So there you go. Chris Gittens is my guy. I think this is a pretty strong group of prospects we've got this year, or this, oh my goodness, today the cold is getting to my head, guys. Keaton, why don't we start with you? Who are you going to vote for today?
Daniel Johnson, 25 at double A, man, it's a bit harsh.
Get over it, man. Shelly?
Oh, a first base prospect or someone who can hit, like those are like my two those are my two go-tos.
There's a very obvious answer here.
Yeah, I have to go Tyler Freeman. He's I've been watching him for a while. He's pretty interesting, so gotta go Freeman.
Oh my god, you guys are gonna rue this day. There will be a ruing, I promise you, with Gittin. He's gonna get you. But yeah, I'll also be voting for Tyler Freeman because I really like him.
Yeah.
But Daniel Johnson's interesting. I did not know about him, and I'm going to go swoop him up in a couple weeks, actually, right now. So,
yeah.
Well, there you go, Keaton.
I was kind of really – I was upset when they traded him – the Nats traded him to Cleveland, because the Nats system – I write for it over at Prospects 1500. I write about the Nats, and their system is trash. And he was, like, one of the only shiny pieces of trash. And now it's just full of trash. It made me sad.
It's top heavy, though. I like the names at the top.
It's very top heavy. They have like two or three, and then it's awful.
Keaton, I think we just found Shelley's new open right there. It's pretty brilliant. Shiny pieces of trash. Now it's just all trash. All right, listener questions, let's do it.
Listener questions.
All right, Keaton, what do we got for listener questions this week?
We got questions coming from everywhere. We got emails. We got Slack. We got, Twitter. So we got a couple from email from a guy named Justin. Shouts to Justin. He wants to know, I have Jansen as a backup catcher right now for Real Muto, but I've been following Jake Rogers. Is it worth the swap or to hold Jansen?
I would take a flyer on Jake Rogers. Because Jansen has been absolutely horrible this year. And he kind of came out of nowhere. I mean, I know he got his, he had like some LASIK surgery or something and then started hitting well. But I don't know. It's just been so bad this year. I'll take a flyer on Rodgers. You have Real Muto, so you have a obviously a great starter, so take the flyer.
Ugh, I probably agree. And it was sports glasses that he was rocking. He's, if you see him, he's got the real cool pair of glasses on. This one hurts because I love Jensen. I really thought he was going to be something. I'm holding him in a league. I actually have both rostered. I refuse to cut him, but yeah, I don't think I can be sensible about this. Just listen to Shelley.
I agree. Yeah, I like Rodgers there because, you know, Realmuto is going to be good for a while, so you can kind of pick someone who has a far out there ETA and still be fine. Then his second question was, pitching prospects are like gold, and I'm currently holding Anthony Kay for the Mets. Would you hold on to him, or do you prefer Justin Dunn, Davey Garcia, Tyler Ivey, or if there are any other guys that you like in the upper minors, I am all for suggestions on guys to follow. I really like Justin Dunn, and I would rather have Dunn than Kay.
I like Justin Dunn as well, but I actually like Garcia better. Dude is absolutely killing it, and the Yankees really know how to produce pitchers. So I would rather go with Garcia, but Dunn is still good.
Yep, I like both Garcia and Dunn more than Kay. And I like Garcia the most.
Then in Slack, Ray from the Listeners League asked us, who do you like at first base, Matt Olson or Reese Hoskins?
Don't ask me that question. Those are two of my favorite players in the entire league. I mean, I'm wearing a Matt Olson jersey right now, so if I said Hoskins, but I have Hoskins jersey. For you, Hoskins. For me, Olson. How's that?
Yeah, that's really close, but I don't know. I'd rather take Hoskins just because of where he plays. Citizens Bank Park is a bandbox, so.
Yeah, I think I give the edge there to Hoskins as well. Second question. Gohara is now facing exploratory shoulder surgery and still can't throw without pain. Is there any format worth holding him?
Got to be the deepest of deep leagues. No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
It's got to be super deep.
Agreed. Lenny Torres had Tej. For faraway teenage upside arm plays, does Tej move his value at all for you? It doesn't, really, for me. We had actually had talked about that in particular with Dr. Mike, and he said based on their age, when they get it, if they're, you know, getting it as a teenager, typically they actually come back throwing a mile an hour or two harder, which is obviously good for pitchers. He wanted to caution and say that it does not help development to get Tej. It's just a side effect of a growing body. So, don't just give all the teenagers Tej and then hope they start throwing harder. But it, when they're that far out, it doesn't change, doesn't move anything for me.
Yeah, same. It's just a year later in their development that they'll be coming around. I mean, I guess it maybe takes a slight bump only in the sense that, you know, Tej is not always the answer. It's not always perfect. Players don't always recover. So maybe it takes a minimal hit, but when they're that far out, the value is so speculative anyways, you know? So yeah, it's fine.
Yep. I would agree.
And then I think we had one on Twitter.
We did. And it's a tough one for me.
Oh, yeah. Will Aguilar break out of his funk?
I think he will, but man, is it getting close to me changing my mind. But I'm still hanging on.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so. Because he kind of like busted onto the scene randomly last year. And I don't, yeah. I wasn't really buying into coming into this year. I thought the price was too high.
Yeah, I know Patrick was looking for like all the shares that he could get. And I'm kind of glad that I don't have any.
You know, I love me a big, big first baseman. So, of course.
By the way, I just to put a bow on this pod here, I put out a poll, very scientific poll. Kids definitely trust these results on which state has the best beer. I put it out on Twitter. Maine, Vermont, Virginia. Maine is running away with this poll at 62%. Vermont at 23%. Virginia at a mere 15%.
I don't buy the data.
I trust this poll better than Beer Connoisseur. What do they know?
We need to close this pod out. I'm going to go have a beer after this podcast. This has been Dynasty's Child, part of the Dynasty Guru website. I've been your host, Patrick Magnus. You can find all of us on Twitter and all over the web on Dynasty Guru and such. You can find Keaton writing about
the shortstops and outfielders buyer's guide are coming out this week. Our editor came down with a case of the sickies, and so we had a little lapse in some publishing because we're a well-oiled machine at TDG, but we have one editor.
You can find Shelly writing rotographs. Or Shelly, what do you got coming out this week?
I have my normal weekly stash list over at Rotographs. And this week I had a going deep on Steven Strasburg. And just to let you know, the dude is good and he's having an excellent season. So good stuff.
The Nationals are like the weirdest team.
They really are.
Three of the top four pitchers in strikeouts in the NL, but they're like, 12 games under 500 at this point?
Yeah, it makes no sense. My husband is a huge Nats fan, so he's asking me, like, what's going on? And I'm like, I have no idea what's going on with your team. It makes no sense.
It does not.
Well, as Red Sox fans, I think we can relate a little bit, huh? Okay. Guys, I really got to finish this podcast because I'm dying, apparently. You can find me on Twitter at The Green Magnus. You can find Keaton at The Spoken Keats. And you can find Shelly at ShellyV_643. You can find Jake, who sometimes wears t-shirts, at DevJake. And you can find our producer Adam at The Statcast Era. I think that's going to do it. Oh, wait, Keaton, where else can people find you?
You can find me hanging out by the lake drinking a fine Allagash White. Some of that fine Maine offering. You can also find me just chilling in the sun with a nice Baxter Stout in the fall. Another fine Maine offering. And, you know, springtime, I am a fan of the Sea Dog Blueberry. So another fine Maine offering.
All right. That's going to do it. Have an awesome day. And as always, be the best bird dog you can be.
So come on.